up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my dick guzzling gigglers?
That's after Easter Sunday. Wait. After Jesus just rose yesterday.
But like April Fool's being today makes me feel like it was a bit. Like, was Jesus coming back a bit? And people didn't realize it was April Fool's. And then they kept telling each generation that he really did it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When he was like, guys, it was a joke. Like, obviously.
Or let's think of, like, Mary Magdalene being like, he's gone. He's gone. Like, all of her friends probably being like, okay, you're, like, being so dramatic now. You've got to let it go. He was never going to marry you.
Or the fact that Mary was like, oh, I got pregnant by God. And it's like, you slept with everyone in the town.
Wait, I saw a meme the other day. And it was like, imagine if you only knew Jesus professionally. And it said. It's like this guy to his wife. He's like, honey, they crucified our carpenter.
He was so good at his job. And he had beautiful hair.
That's
Was it Rory Scovel?
Oh, my God.
It
We're
was
two
someone.
Seconds in and I can't
It
breathe.
Might have been Sarah Silverman. Oh, fuck. I forget. But they were just talking about, I think it was Rory Scovel on HBO. He was mm-hmm. talking about how, like, people making God hot. It's like... So you want to fuck God? Like, why would you paint him hot?
Oh,
like a zaddy? Yeah. Like, why is God a zaddy?
Like, okay, he's literally ripped. And it's like...
Jesus, too. Like, was Jesus hot?
Jesus 2024 would 100% be wearing rings.
Oh,
like,
God.
I feel like a lot of rings. He'd keep
man
the long
bun,
hair. Yeah, he'd throw them into a man bun. Yeah. Like, today's Jesus would be different.
He'd be a fuck boy. Jesus is a fuckboy. Jesus was getting people. Well, Jesus, actually, I'm gonna be honest, I don't really know what happened.
Okay.
Some people say JVN looks like Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But
Jesus
I feel-
is just JVN. Yeah.
That one really got you.
He parted the middle part. See.
Can I tell you something? I don't go anywhere without my Stanley anymore.
I actually have been drinking from my Stanley too, but only when my mom's around to make sure it gets clean. Because that shit
no,
cultivates.
And, well, here's the other thing. There's all these people being like, you got to wash it every single day.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Well,
am
this,
I washing
this
it
is
every
the thing.
Single day?
I'm not drinking straight up water. I'm putting Mio drinks in Mio. Mm. I'm putting tea in it. I'm putting a Noom flavor thing. I'll put
yep.
every fucking flavor. So then it starts to become...
A juice.
A juice or like a,
no, that's
a greenhouse.
That's lemonade.
It's a greenhouse of
yeah.
bacteria.
And so then...
It starts blending. I mix it.
Yeah, it blends.
I feel like there's two types of people.
Mm-hmm.
People who go to Panera and they get their cup.
Yeah.
Either you go, I'm like a Dr. Pepper girl or like I'm a lemonade girl.
Yeah.
Or the ones that are go, I'm going to fuck my shit up right mm-hmm. now and I'm going to go with vibes.
Yeah.
And you're like, you start putting the lemonade and you go, but I need a little bit of Powerade. Oop. But what about a little spice?
I feel like there's a moment in your youth where you learn that like, oh, you could do all of them and no one's going to yell at you.
And that sometimes there's a reason that they're not all together. And
right.
you and that's called adversity and learning and growing.
My favorite was then like giving it to someone and being like, try it and guess what I put in it. Like, guess
wow.
what is in
that's
there.
That's a really fun game.
Yeah.
We should do that at parties. I was a little worried about this week because
why?
The only notes we had, I wrote, fuck April Fools, and Pedro, I miss Giggly this week.
No, because sometimes during my week, something will happen, and I'll be like, where's my microphone? Like, I want to pod about this. And, like, some weeks are harder than others.
Well, when I feel like the gigglers haven't heard what's going on.
Yeah, like, we haven't even talked about the girls getting punched in the head.
Let's talk.
Like, It literally rattled me for an entire week. I didn't say anything about it on social media mm-hmm. because, like,
you didn't get punched.
I didn't get punched in the head. I didn't want to, again, make it about me. But I had so many things. I was, one, enraged, and two, I will die for New York City, but this is the first time in 10 years that I felt scared walking somewhere, like, during the day.
I was a little annoyed with New York City because New Yorkers, like, especially since 9/11 growing up, you could say whatever you want about them, but, like, when someone needs help, New Yorkers come to the rescue. Mm-hmm. Like, you ever, like, someone kind of faints on a subway, who's the doctor? The doctor, mm-hmm. like, that's how New Yorkers are. So I understand it must have been, like, busy and stuff, but part of me is like, why did no one beat that guy's ass?
Yeah.
I do have to say, there's so many funny quality TikToks that the girlies were making.
Yeah.
They took their Stanley and they were like, I'm gonna beat someone's ass. I do have to say, I woke up and I was not scared.
Yeah.
I said, I've been waiting my whole life to have a physical altercation with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready.
You like wish that he would.
I wish you fucking would.
Yeah.
1-800, try me.
I saw so many TikToks of girls being like, giving like their subway route to get to them to like punch them in the head, not these like young, like 20-year-old girls in the West Village.
Wait, so girls are sacrificing themselves?
Yeah, they were like, why don't you come here?
They're like, what tribe are you in?
One of the girls was like, come to Park Slope, Brooklyn. And I was like, oh my God, Hannah lives there. If you had to pick, if like a situation happened, you would say you're fight, not flight.
When it comes to a man, I'm fight. When a girl, I say, you're having a hard day, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I said, you work
it out
with
yourself. I feel like
there's
got to be a moment of, like, shock first.
Well, I was getting upset because they were gaslighting that girls were, like...
No, the New York Times.
The New York fucking Times was, like, girls who were distracted on their phones getting punched. First of all,
Something's going on. These girls are working.
These girls are social media managers, influencers. They're working. They're doctors working on their phone, responding to emails.
No, the headline was, like, are women, it didn't say the word hysterical, but it might as well have, inducing anxiety on the internet. And it was like, nope, men are punching them in the head.
It's like women are gossiping about possible men like punching them because they're on their phones. And it's like, no, women are spreading awareness. Also, the women haven't done shit. The men have gone rogue and are punching women. And then I thought about this even deeper. And
The New York Times is on my list.
They're on my list. By New York Times, we actually mean New York Times. We don't mean TikTok.
No, we mean the literal
New York Times for the first time ever.
The publication.
We're the men in New York kind of keeping an eye out, though. Like, okay, if someone's going to punch a girl, like, I'll defend them.
We're happening, for sure.
But Chris, is giving such a quaff today and such volume.
That's high respect right there. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I actually made Craig walk me to Amazon the other day. You know what else is so crazy to think about? If the roles were reversed and I walked by a woman punching a guy in the head, I'd be like, he definitely did it.
What did he do?
He definitely did
it. I'll be like, tag me in. I start fucking.
And another thing.
Imagine there was a woman going around punching men in the city. People would be like,
it'd be our Lord and Savior. Someone would be like, where are Paige and Hannah at this exact moment?
Because they'd be like, oh, Paige finally snapped. Does she have very long fingers?
Oh my God. If you hear that men in New York City are getting poked in the eye, it was me. And
actually,
my nails.
I do have to say, I was going through a particular hard time with men. And I was walking around the city with Ashley Heseltine,
mm-hmm.
who's a tall, very independent, strong woman.
Yeah.
And I was with her, and it was dark. We were leaving a comedy club, and there were these two really drunk guys behind us, and they were kind of like saying stuff to us.
Yeah.
And we both got a little uncomfortable. I go, Ashley, she's like, what should we do? And I was like, I fucking dare them.
Yeah.
I fucking dare them. And she was like, who are you right now? And I go, fucking, I will defend you. I said, I want to punch a frat guy in the face for so fucking long. Give me an excuse. Give me a reason. I fucking dare. Like, you know the motherly strength of like, that's how I felt with Ashley. I was like, if he fucking does one thing, I don't know where the power is going to come, but I'm going to do the, like, I'm going to stab him in the eye. I'm going to kick him in the balls. I'm going to kick him in the shin.
See, when it comes to physicality, I feel like I get nervous, but when it comes to like fighting, like if someone's behind a counter,
you're great.
Then I can verbally
see,
fight.
See, I'm only physical.
Yeah.
I do have to say I've never gotten in one physical altercation in my life. But I like okay. to say it's because I think people are like, she's fucking sturdy, like strong. Yeah. Like no one in school was fucking with me because they could tell that I've
also never been in a physical altercation. I've been hit. I've never done anything bad.
But we both have brothers.
Yeah, and that's like.
But this is the thing. I understand men are stronger. I play dirty.
Same.
I play dirty. I'll pretend I'm dead.
No, I'm.
Then I'll slip them.
I'm slimy. I'm squirrely. Like, I'll get out of there.
I'll be like, ow, ow, that was too much. And then I'll jump in.
Yeah, I'm a younger sister. I'm literally trained to get out of the most insane maneuvers, yell for my mom, and walk away. Like,
do you know
that's
when
my.
You just, like, get in a crouch position where they can't really get you, and then they finally leave, and then you jump.
Yeah.
Or you do the fake punch. You, like, fake punch them.
I've never. Okay, you and Daniel had, like, a really intense childhood. Gary would just honestly beat me so badly that I couldn't even, like, reach him. Like, there was one time where he beat me so badly, my mom legit thought I had a concussion. Like, he just beat me with a pillow for, like, 20 minutes straight, and I just laid there, and I was like, this is how I go, you know? It was right when The Rock became famous, oh, and God. Guess who knew all the moves? My brother.
So my brother is younger than me, and I think something happened where he started to go through puberty, and he decided he wanted to learn MMA.
Okay. They all... No,
every
honestly,
guy has to go through an MMA phase.
It's like if you just told your mom what was bothering you at that age, she probably could have helped. You don't have to get into a cage.
The thing men will do to not go to therapy.
No, it's insanity.
Well, actually, a really interesting parenting lesson that my mom did. My brother was 17 years old. He's now like, he's a businessman,
successful grown man,
grown adult.
He's a father.
17 years yeah. old. He goes, Mom, I want to get a tattoo of, like, Chinese characters on my neck.
Okay.
So that's every mom's nightmare is
yeah.
a neck tattoo
yeah,
of a language you don't speak.
Yeah.
But instead of being like, no, she goes, you know what? Let's wait till you're 18 and
yeah.
we'll talk about it. Mm. And by the time.
I thought she was going to say, you know what? I'll get one too. Because that would have been a great.
Well, nowadays they have the ones that fade, which is like I recommend. But like,
yeah.
think about it. That time of his life, that would have been so fucking
you
cool.
You could get a corporate job.
It would have been cool for all of three seconds. Chris, yep. did you want one of those too?
Like Chinese letters on my neck? No.
Or just a tattoo in general?
Oh, kind of, yeah.
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 I didn't have one picked out.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to say. And no matter what he said, I wanted to do that.
You know, like, Daniel just like didn't get it. But yeah, he was doing this Taekwondo shit.
Yep.
And MMA and stuff. And he would have me, like, fight him, show me what he learned in class.
Yeah.
But I would, like, grab his hand. He'd be like, no, you have to grab it this way. Because it was, like, certain moves. And I'm like, you already lost. Like, I'm not grabbing your hand that
way. You're going to be on the subway and be like, sir, actually, if you could grab the other way, that's how I know my move.
He's like, can you move your arm across? Because that's how I flip you. But then he learned how to, like, make people, like, he could, like, knock you out by, like, pressing a certain thing in your neck or something. And that's when I was like, okay, maybe I should be nicer to him.
I feel like in that situation, I legitimately would be like Cher from Clueless. Like, if I'm in a good outfit, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding? Like, I'm not getting messy for your childish bullshit. But also, I do want to say, like, in all seriousness,
yeah, in
the
all
girls
seriousness.
That got punched in the head, like, I would throw myself in front of a bus for you. Like,
yeah,
if I
we
was
love
there.
You so much. It is, like, serious trauma. Like, walking outside and being assaulted like that.
No, it is scary.
Like, it's some, like, they're gonna have
I definitely looked around a lot more in the past couple of days, like, walking. But I will say, too, I never walk with headphones on. Like, mm-hmm. I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me, actually, to a great segue.
Mm.
I have a question for you.
Mm.
And no shade, no hate.
I don't have AirPods. Is that what you're asking?
No, but let's absolutely circle back to that because that's insane.
Continue.
That's insane. When someone says, when an artist, a musical artist, puts out their art, an album, if you will, when someone says to you, oh my God, have you listened to the new so-and-so album? What's your answer?
Okay, so I've never, ever done this in my life until Ariana Grande because I had a 6-hour drive to West Virginia. that's the only time. Like,
okay.
Everyone who's listened to the Beyonce album,
yeah.
I want to.
Totally.
But, like, things come up.
Right. And
by
also,
things, I mean not a lot of things, but like.
And also, what am I just putting it on my Spotify
and listening?
Sitting
I'm not
there
cleaning.
And listening? No, I'm not going about
actually,
my day.
That's exactly what happened. I go, I want to listen to it. What can I do while listening to it? And I go, well, I can't watch TV. So I guess I can't listen to it.
No, because that's my only thing, too. Like,
I'm not watching TV on mute.
But here's another thing that's also a little bit weird, I think, about me that the average person would also think. I'm not a huge music person.
Yeah.
Like, in general.
Yeah.
Like, I only knew music, one, because I had an older brother, and mm-hmm. two, like, I lived in the suburbs. So, like, what was on the radio,
yeah.
I knew. But, like, I never go to Spotify. Like, I never listen to music, I feel
like.
What
about, like, when you're getting ready?
No, I'm usually, like, on the phone with
yeah.
someone or, like,
who?
My mom.
No, you know what? I realized in my therapy that, like, Ice Spice is my therapy. But no, certain music really does help you get out of your own head, where when I wake up in the hotel room at, like, 7 p.m. and I have a show at 8 p.m.,
yeah.
I need a blast, like, rap, and it puts me in a new mindset. Or, like, it is fun to pretend you're, like, in a movie when you're, like, walking and you,
yeah.
like, put something on and you think you're, like, in that scene where it's, like, she finally figured out her life.
I feel like that's, like, a form of mental illness.
True. No, for sure. Like, when you're watching condensation drip out the window and you're just,
and
like,
you're like, I...
And that's life and she knows what's going on now and she doesn't care
I
about her past.
I would say the only time I really listen to a song...
I don't listen to sad songs. I think people who listen to sad songs are crazy.
I would say maybe when I'm in the shower, I'll turn on Spotify and, like, put it in my sink. But, like, that's what, 15 yeah. minutes?
Do you know people who listen to sad songs because they want to be sad? I think that's crazy.
I've done that a few times.
But, like, aren't you, like, sad already? Why do you want to be more sad?
Yeah, it's just because, like, the drama, you know? It's like, maybe you'll get it all
See,
out.
See, that's worse than, I think, me skipping on the street to, like, a theme song.
But I had a friend a couple years ago, I would say maybe, like, 4 years ago now, where he would call me to, like, ask me a specific question or, like, there was a reason he was calling me. It wasn't just to, like, shoot the shit. And every so often I'd be like, are you in the shower? And he'd be like, yeah, this is where I get, like, a lot of my calls done. And I would be like, okay, that's insane. Like, I'm hanging up now.
I do have to say, I do a lot when I'm on the toilet.
I now exclusively take shower phone calls. Like, if I know that there's someone that I have to talk to them for, like, a solid 20 minutes or 30 minutes, I'll do it in the shower.
Is it, like important calls?
No, like, business. But, like, if I, like, have to tell my mom something and I'm getting ready to go somewhere.
Accidentally, it gets slippery and you drop your phone.
I have an Octo Buddy right on the wall.
Do you do FaceTime?
No, sometimes.
It depends who you're talking to.
That definitely depends on who I'm talking to.
This is the thing. The shower for me is peace.
Yeah.
It's like no one can get to me mm-hmm. unless if someone breaks in and that's
I'm like, why don't you do a Zoom in there? Why don't you maximize your day?
Are you ever alone? Well, you're always alone.
That seemed loaded. It seemed loaded and pointed. Okay? Right to me.
How come whenever?
Well, you're miserable, so you'll get it. You're a loner. No one likes you, so you'll relate to this.
But whenever I'm alone,
yeah.
which is not often, I always think I'm going to get punched in the shower.
Oh, really?
The shower is
yeah,
where,
like you
they'll
have a
get
fear.
Me. Like, the second, like, if someone's been hiding in my apartment all day, they're going to come out when
right,
I get in the
yeah.
shower.
And you're a nighttime
shower. And I'm a nighttime shower girl, so it's dark.
Yeah.
So I will go and, like, make sure my door is locked yeah. before getting in the shower.
Yeah. You know what's something else? Like, okay, now that, like, I go down to the suburbs or, like, I was just home, and people will always make the argument of, like, the city's so scary. That's so terrifying. And no one ever does the opposite. Are you kidding? The suburbs are one of the scariest places.
The crickets?
I'm home alone at Craig's house. No. I'm like, but no one would hear me scream.
That's the thing. When you're in New York, there's people everywhere. There's police everywhere. Everyone is on call. Yes, some people do get hit every now and then.
Like, if someone broke into my apartment, realistically,
yeah.
it's 2 feet
Where are you
going
to go?
I can get out the door.
Also,
and then
how are they going to escape? You have to wait for the elevator.
No,
literally. Awkward. You're like, can you get lobby for me?
The elevators are never working. Certainly not going to work for my murderer. You know?
No, I always get scared that, like, a crazy drunk lumberjack is just going to, like, be running around the suburbs. And, like, oh, my God, I'm so scared of, like, vast planes. Just, like I don't know what a plane, but, like, a vast plane. Oh, I hate
that. No, that's scary.
When you're driving and you're, like, if my car went down, like, we'd get, it's like The Hills Have Eyes. Have you seen The Hills Have Eyes?
No, but I can surmise. And it's just, it's scary.
The Hills Have Eyes actually was the scariest thing that ever happened to me. It's a movie where, like, I guess there was some kind of Chernobyl shit that happened.
Okay.
So there were, like, creatures living in the hills that, like, had some kind of fucked up eyes, I guess. They were just, like, creatures.
Suburban moms who go to Pilates.
Because
that's a really scary species.
Also, when you watch all these, like, murder things, most of them are in the suburbs.
90% of them.
And, like,
my biggest worry right now is that my neighbors know I smoke weed because they can smell it. And, like, when I walk out my apartment, I'm like, prove it. You know, bitch?
Yes.
Like, prove it's coming from this unit.
Yes.
But I know that if someone was killing me inside my apartment and I ran out there, they'd be able to help me. You know, like,
someone would hear.
Someone would hear.
I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer did kill, like, a lot of people in his apartment in Milwaukee and no one knew.
Okay,
but they got him eventually.
Right.
Yeah.
And the silver lining.
Anyway, speaking of AirPods.
Wait, yeah, let's circle back.
Okay, so, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but, like, I don't trust them.
Because in what, like, capacity? Like, do you think,
like,
the government's,
Wi-Fi,
like, in your brain?
No, not at all.
Okay,
do you know,
sorry.
Like, Wi-Fi doesn't really work?
Yeah.
So I'm, like, I'm not going to risk. Bluetooth, like, doesn't work a lot. So I'm, like, I just don't believe it works.
Wait.
And then, you know, when someone sits next to you and it tries to connect to your phone, and you're like, yeah, this thing clearly doesn't fucking work. Like, figure it out.
Your reasoning.
No, I don't think it works. And I've never tried it, but I don't think it works. And then it's a Tic Tac. I'm going to lose it. I think it's,
yeah.
I know I'm going to lose it. I know I'm going to, like, it's going to fall in the sink. I know something bad is going to happen. So I'm like, I'd rather save my money. Also, like.
So what's your headphone of choice?
So I collect Delta headphones. So I have, like, hundreds of Delta headphones.
No.
Like, hundreds.
No.
And wait. Then I just talk to
them.
They
have the with a string?
Yeah. But it doesn't connect to your phone, though.
So what are you using it with?
I'm a speaker
iPad?
Girl. I'm a speaker girl. In the house, everyone's on speaker.
When you get on a plane.
Yes.
What do you put? You put the Delta headphones in your ears.
Yes.
And you connect it to what?
The TV. The Delta TV. And if there's no TV, we're sleeping.
No headphones in?
No, because I sleep. The second I'm in a moving vehicle, I'm sleeping.
This is so.
And then when I'm walking around New York,
I'm
fighting for my life,
is.
Trying not to get punched. So, like, there's no.
First of all, Bluetooth works. It works 90% of the time, if not every time.
90% is not enough for me.
I couldn't tell you the last time it didn't connect. My Bluetooth didn't connect. That.
But do you ever feel like it's my connect to the wrong person? You'd be like, hello?
Hello? Never. Not one time.
Not one time has it been like a man just like, hey. You know when the radio station's a little off, it's just an alien. They're like, well, greetings, earthlings. Like, what?
It's like, hey, I'm in 13C if you want to come back here. No, Bluetooth works. Secondly.
Do you have to charge it? Yeah, like that's much admin. When do you charge it?
When you charge your phone.
I barely charge my phone.
Okay, but when you get on a plane also, like there's technology now that like you never have to hear the sound of an airplane ever again. Like the noise canceling is game changing. Sometimes when I fall asleep, I'm not listening to anything.
I need noise to quiet my own thoughts. I don't want to be sitting in silence. That's the scariest thing you've ever said to me.
So you get on a plane most of the time.
Raw dog. Wait for her. Or he.
To walk around and say, does anyone need headphones?
Does anyone need headphones?
And
I always go, yep. And then I say thank you. Because regardless, I like free shit. I'm going to take it. I will put the amount of Delta headphones I have in my bag is crazy.
This is a wild revelation.
And then I love a fresh new pair. You pull it out.
I think you're single-handedly keeping the Delta headphones alive because every time she walks by and says headphones in my head I always think who the fuck is getting on the plane without headphones. I can see one or two times I forgot my headphones, but
wait,
there were multiple people raising their hands.
Do the AirPods connect to the Delta thing?
Well, there's an attachment you can buy. It's called an Airfly. I have it. And you plug it into the TV.
It's like capitalism wins again. Like, how many attachments do I have to get when I, like, you know what happened?
I have a little pouch that has all my, like, headphones, wire.
You love
like,
a pouch?
I love you a fucking pouch.
You love a pouch? You love a fucking pouch. When she came with her tanning stuff, she brought it in a pouch. The cutest little pink pouch, a little leopard.
I own 8,000
You'll never throw away a pouch. Actually, my mom was like that too. She's like, why are you throwing that pouch away? We could use it. And I go, what are we using this pouch for?
You can always find
it's true. And then
pouch.
She'll put all this stuff in pouches and put it, and then I take it all out. And I'm like, why did you put it in all these
pouches?
Well,
all my pouches are in a pouch that lives in one big pouch. That's how you control
I think
that.
You have a pouch problem, a pouch addiction. But I you know what it is? Now I can never look at a pouch again the same. When the AirPods first came out, their PR wasn't good. It was like people
You're
were
holding
dicks.
It again. AirPods came out 20 years ago.
No, when they first came out and, like, guys were walking around with their AirPods and they were, like, yelling with their AirPods, everyone was like, okay, you're a fucking loser. Like, oh, you have AirPods. Like, what are you, selling stocks 24/7? Chill out.
Okay.
And I think I just never... got Never. Past that. I was like, I'm not a dick. I don't wear AirPods. And then, like, one day I
Who
looked around
you?
And everyone Who? Was wearing AirPods. I think I joked with one of my friends. It was like, AirPods are for fucking dicks. And then, like, I'm still in the corner joking about it when everyone's like, no, we all use AirPods.
No,
I thought AirPods was going to be like threads on Instagram.
Yeah, you thought they were going to die down.
Yeah, I thought it was like a thing. And then we were going to be like, okay, we all lost it. How many have you lost?
I think I'm on my third pair of AirPods. But I've had an iPhone for 20 years.
I would say that it's probably not great for the environment that I have 4,000 Delta headphones.
No.
And also they're all in a knot.
I can't believe you haven't got 100.
It's one huge knot.
You've never used one.
You can't
twice.
Use it again. Once you put it in, it just...
it dies.
How does it, like, do the most intense Boy Scout knot that you've ever witnessed just by me putting it in my bag? Like, what is the science behind
no,
that?
No, that's like, that's a black hole. That's like a quantum theory.
But you see, like, when we do the podcast over Zoom, you always see.
Actually, that's a delta.
I'll do interviews, like promoting comedy, like live TV.
Is that your delta headphone?
Wait, have they been laughing? Have they been like, this?
No, because people probably don't know, but I can't believe you don't have, like, a good pair of, like, headphones, AirPods.
It's so big. Like, I just don't want to bring it. Like, it's like an umbrella. Like, why? It's no, like so
dude,
much.
Dude, literally couldn't get more compact.
But
and
also,
like,
I feel like it's a little like when you have big headphones, it's like, okay. Like, it's like when someone sneezes loud, you're like, what do you, like, how much attention do you need? You know, like, calm down. Like, and then you can tell it's for the outfit.
Wait.
Like, it's.
I wear two different.
Yeah, colors. Like, people are, like, leaning
Hannah,
in.
I have the green big ones because I was like, they're so pretty. And I saw all these fashion girlies having them and then, like, matching it to their, like, their green fucking shoes. Oh,
capitalism once again.
And then.
Are they Bluetooth?
Yes, every headphone is Bluetooth. It's 2024. Every headphone is a Bluetooth.
When COVID hit, I did Watch What Happens Live.
Yep, and you swore off all headphones.
And someone had Bluetooth, and Andy was like, oh, like, the Bluetooth, like, you don't sound good with the Bluetooth.
Okay, but yeah, because that's a computer onto a television show that they're trying to rework it. Not you listening to your TikToks on an airplane. It's
You can watch TikToks on airplanes? I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait, do you never connect to the Wi-Fi?
I recently learned that you could text, which I don't like. That was the one time when I'm like, I'm on an airplane, like, sorry. And then Des was like, connect to the Wi-Fi. I go, what? And then I was like, I'm on a plane. I can't text.
I remember. Yes. I know, like, the first time that happened to me, I was flying to LA and I was like, good. No one can talk to me for like 6 hours. Someone was like, okay, cool. So, like, you'll do this while you're on your flight. And I'm like, no, the act is I'm on my flight.
That's the best part about flights is you don't feel guilty because you're like, I'm literally traveling through there.
Yeah.
But you know when you would land and you'd be like, let's see all the people who've been texting me.
That was a
and
great
And then it's literally
feeling.
Just your mom.
Yeah, like, okay, tracking
And she's
you.
Like, did you make it?
Did you land? Text me when you land. I'm like, oh my God.
You go to Instagram zero messages and you're like, okay.
No, but now you can just see it. I will say, though, the past couple of times I've flown Delta, I've had no Wi-Fi for, like, over six-hour flights.
Yeah, sometimes they're just like, oopsie.
No, they're literally like, our bad.
Also, I had a six-hour flight, humble brag, and I couldn't, like, change the screen. Mm-hmm. And you feel like a dick if you're like, hey, like, my screen's not working.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you're fine.
They're like, well, we have to shut down everyone else's screen just to make yours work.
I do have to say, there was this one person that was like, my chair is, like, a little, like, clinky or something, like, with the chair. But, like, nothing bad. I think it just, like, moved a little bit. And I remember thinking, like, this is not going to be good.
Yeah.
And I looked at the person next to me, and they looked at me, and I just was like, I don't think this is good. I'm getting a bad feeling. We had to deplane.
Stop.
We had to deplane because they had to get a mechanic in to, like, tighten the thing. And we were, like, 3 hours late because this one person was, like, her chair was clicking a little. I don't want her to be uncomfortable, but, like, instead be like, hey, can you just give me a refund for this flight? But, like, we'll go.
That happened to me. It was a over, like, 4 hour flight.
Yeah.
My seat never went back.
Yeah.
We're, like, up in the air. And the flight attendants were like, we have nothing for you. Like, we can't do anything.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay. And then when I landed, I called and I was like, give me that fucking money back. Like, I'm not sitting there and paying that.
Some people don't. They think going back is rude if you put your seat
back.
Did you say that?
I didn't say that, but I've seen that people think it's rude.
But, like, the whole point is we all go back.
If the seat goes back, if it's made to go back, I'm going back.
Also, like, if you go back, when I go back, everyone's happy.
Right. And even if you don't go back, I don't care because I'm going back.
Well, I also, like, I consider myself an empath, and I've never once thought about how the person was feeling behind me when I went back.
No, because when the person in front of me goes back, I go, oh. And we're going back.
You go back, I go back. We're all enjoying life together.
We're going back. What, are you going to sit up straight like a nerd?
I have a question. Mm. Do you know that when, and it's different on all these different flights, but.
And it's different for everyone.
It's different for everyone. No one's right or wrong. You know when the window is like, it's not your window.
Yes.
And it's not their window.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an in-between window, but like it's, no one's putting it down.
It's an uncomfy window.
Do you reach front and push it down?
I have before. Because I believe in certain etiquette on flights in terms of the windows.
Yeah.
Like, if it's before noon, put that
window's
fucking window down.
Yes.
Put it down. It's too
yes.
bright.
Yes.
And so if we're taking off, and sometimes they want them all down.
Also, if you are going to wake someone up
mm-hmm.
when you're, like, about to land in New York City because you're going to tell them you want to see the view, grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up. The fuck up.
And if I'm in the window, don't even look at it because I own it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sometimes doing your hair can just be like, oh, like I can't. It's so time consuming, especially with the summer coming up. So if you're concerned about frizz, then you have to try out Way's new anti-frizz cream. I love everything from Way. I love the way everything smells. Let me say that first and foremost, but every product from Way is a consistent in my bathroom, and their anti-frizz cream is about to be my go-to this summer. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. It saves you so much time when you're getting ready, and it also will help reduce and repair split ends. If you haven't tried any of their other products, then definitely start with the leave-in conditioner. I think that's my number one favorite. It detangles, hydrates, it fights frizz, and it's for all hair types. So frizz-free up your schedule with Way and go to theouai.com and enter promo code Giggly for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com with promo code Giggly. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
There's so many clubs that you can join and so many activities that you can partake in, but let's talk about First Leaps, the number one awarded and rated wine club. All you have to do is take a quiz, which is just a few questions on your taste profile. Do you like smoky? Do you like fruity? What's your vibe? And then wine experts will use that to pair the wine of their liking. They'll deliver it to your home or office. And if you have any questions, they have a wine concierge to ask any questions about pairing, details, all of the things. I actually hosted a little get together the other day, and I was really stressed about like alcohol and what everyone was going to like. There are different levels of the club, and you can select a number of bottles that you would like to receive for your desired delivery. And if you're a typical rosé drinker, this is the perfect time to try out something new that you might not pair with your favorite foods. Let the experts take control and give you what they think you'll love. I had such a good experience taking my quiz because, you know me, I don't like reading and I don't like tests, but it was actually so quick and I'm so excited to see what they're going to send me.
Join the club today and discover new wines you'll love with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/giggly to get your first box. That's tryfirstleaf.com/giggly. tryfirstleaf.com/giggly.
Sometimes it's hard to figure out if it's your gut instinct, is it anxiety, or do you just need a really good probiotic? Probiotics obviously can help with most of your gut decisions, but when your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. I've been taking probiotics for literally like 15 years because my mom has always made me take a probiotic. I like to start my day with the daily 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic. With two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. Ritual multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten, and major allergen free. And my favorite thing about Ritual is it's a female-founded B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/giggly. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/giggly for 25% off.
Oh my God, Sheena just texted me.
Wait, it's so funny.
Let's see what she said. What do you think she said? I feel like she's always in town, Watch Robins Live, doing like the most fun stuff.
Yeah, she's like, hey guys. She's definitely like, hey guys, I'm in town. She didn't text me.
I think she knows that I'm with you.
Hey, she's definitely like, hey Hannah, I'm in town.
Yeah, she's
do you want to like, get together? I'm doing X, Y, and Z. She's always doing
something.
Like an event.
And as someone who just spent 4 days with a toddler, Lois, who's the greatest, I don't know how people do it.
Yeah. Yeah, give us a little insight.
She's
like, what time
the
was Lois
cutest.
Getting up? What's her like? What's her sketch?
So she was having a little time change from Indiana, but like she goes to bed kind of late. Like she's a party animal.
Yeah. She's a creative.
Like 8:39,
yeah. She's and like, then I get all my best work done.
All I know is the only person that can wake me up in the morning is Lois.
Yeah,
and she walks in and her hair is always like, it's, yeah. Like you know when you wake up from a nap, you're just like, and she looks at me and she calls me. Henny.
Oh, that's so cute.
Henny.
And you went to all, I saw you at museums.
Wait, went to museums. I went to museums. What did we do? Like playing
just
on
so
the playground.
Playing.
A lot of playing.
Yeah.
When she was leaving, I was like, I didn't want to get
good
emotional.
Good riddance, Lois.
No, I didn't want to get emotional because I was going to miss her. Like, she's the cutest thing ever.
Me, good riddance, Lois. Get the fuck out of here. Either you're going to be like, I'm exhausted.
She's going to leave, but obviously I don't want to make it a thing because I don't want her to be traumatized because she still is.
Right.
It's crazy to see a thing that isn't traumatized. I'm like, I don't want to cause trauma for her.
Yeah.
So I was like, don't make eye contact. Like, give her a little wave. She doesn't know. And she starts walking because everyone's leaving to go to the elevator. She loves the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes back and looks at me. And I said, bye. And then she runs up to me and she goes, honey, come. And I said, well, now I'm traumatized. Now I need to talk to my neighbors about this. She's like, come, come. And I said, honey, can't come.
You immediately go third person.
Honey's to make money for this family. And by this family, I mean butter. I don't know where my husband is.
You're like, Hannah,
I'm scared.
Hannah can't do another museum. Hannah is museum
bound. Hannah needs to sleep and Hannah needs to get her life back.
So it made you more like, oh my God,
well,
I could do this.
She leaves and Dez was like,
sick.
Do you really want that? It's fucking exhausting. But it's funny because then I have Nick Viall content like all over my page for some reason because Nick had a kid.
Yeah. I feel like there needs to be a study for like all new dads who are like no one's going to ever hurt her. And it's like, you know what? We're someone's daughter too. I'm also someone's daughter. And my dad looked at me one day and said, no one's going to hurt her. And guess what? Just burnt.
No, Nick is actually becoming the ultimate daddy influencer. And he, what I don't know what he said, but he was like, you wake up and like, you have a purpose. And I was like, I have a purpose. Like,
and that spoke to you?
No.
Oh, like having a kid. I was like, wow.
Like, I'm trying to make funny jokes about stupid things. I need to think of jokes. That is my purpose.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of like keeping something alive seems a little dramatic.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know, for all the guys out there who are like partying in their early 20s, like being a dad's actually like pretty cool. And I was like, what kind of riddle is he trying to confuse people with? This is the thing. If you have it, you'll figure it out.
Right.
If you don't have it, the question is like, are you going to miss it? I do.
Are you always going to be like, what if I had kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, am I even going to travel that much? Did I need to have a kid because I want to travel? Like, I don't really. Like, I travel to shows, but, like, I'm not, like, going to the Maldives all the time.
I think it – here's the thing for us. I think that what it is deep down, we
– are selfish.
Love ourselves. No one loves me and you more than me and you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think – like, our moms come close, but, like
– like, no, I know.
But, like, I love myself.
Yeah. My mom, for example, was, like, decided – wanted to go into medicine.
Yeah.
Was, like, in hospitals and was, like, you know what? This isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't like the vibes. And then was, like, changing careers and was, like, we could have a kid right now. There can be a part of our life when something happens that we're, like, maybe this is actually the perfect time for a kid.
Yeah.
But then people have kids in very not ideal times and they make it work.
Right. Like, if you
this is the thing, though. You know what it is.
I think me and you should freeze our eggs this summer. I've been thinking about it, and I've been talking to my mom about it, and she said, well, why don't you do it with Hannah?
Why don't I envision you just taking out, like, your makeup fridge?
And like, okay, this, I have one girl here, two girls here.
You put your serums, your eggs, your embryos.
No, I feel cuter. Like there was a moment in time where I thought, like, you took your eggs with you. Like, you froze your eggs, but, like you put them in your own, like, you got
this
them.
This is, let's be honest, no one actually knows how to freeze your eggs.
No.
Even the girls who are doing it, they're explaining it. I'm like, you don't know how to freeze your eggs. No, but I think freezing your eggs is like very normal now. But this is the thing. Who decided that just because we can have kids is what we should do? Like, what if the life is actually happier without kids, but everyone is just trained for evolutionary purposes to make kids? And it's a life hack to actually not have kids. And you can just visit your aunt.
This is one of a struggle that we're different in. I know for sure I want to have kids. Yeah. But also I'm over here like, I don't know if I want to like get married ever.
Yeah, you can't even commit to getting married, but you want to have kids.
Yeah.
But then again, it's very celebrity to just have a kid.
Yeah, I feel like it's
and not get married.
Really chic.
And out of wedlock is so in right now.
Wait, I love that you wrote on the thing spring trends, because literally as I was typing something, I looked up and saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Capri pants. I can't wait to wear them.
Look, I actually do like it.
I think they're so cute. You know who's going to rock them?
Who?
Your mom.
She looks so good.
So cute in a capri.
I can't. First of all, massive calves. Mm. Also, my calves are short. So capri pants make my calves look even smaller.
What do you mean your calves are short?
I have short shins. Like, I have a normal body up until my knee, and then my knee to my foot is, like, 3 inches.
But
it's short.
It's not.
It's short. And, like, I did a rowing machine, and I just didn't move. Like, I was, like, moving back and forth. I just didn't go. And I was like, I have small shins.
I feel like you should never not be this color hair.
That was the funniest way you put a compliment together. You're like, never, never don't not do that.
Don't. Ever change your hair. Wait, so I love this.
Do you
color
remember the
on
limited
you.
Two capris that were like plaid?
Yes, yes.
I used to wear those every day to school.
That had like a matching shirt that yes. has like
a like
saying on it that's like,
yeah,
cutie pie, like love soccer.
Yeah.
Like, it was just the most insane soccer slogans. Girl. Yeah.
23.
It was like weird presidential slogans for middle school girls.
It was like, I love America, wink.
It was like, if you don't love dogs, like, love cats also. Like, I mean, just so crazy. Activists in pigtails.
Also, like, we couldn't read at the time. We'd wear anything at that point. Okay, capris, you can wear. What shoes are you wearing with the capris? And don't say a ballet flat.
No, not a ballet flat. Like, a little open toe heel.
Kitten heel?
Doesn't have to be kitten.
Why are kitten heels harder to walk in than normal heels?
Kitten heels are so fucking hard to walk in.
No one talks about it. And then all they do is put like a little bit of a wrap around your ankle. And obviously I'm going to flop around in it.
Yeah, those always never stick to my ankle.
Why do I feel like the patriarchy invented these kind of shoes? Because some shoes, the like people would just be like, yeah, you're not supposed to be able to walk in them. That's called a badly made shoe. Is the whole point of shoes to walk?
I call certain shoes like card-to-table shoes.
But like, see, I don't think that's cool.
Again, we're different on this one because I will stuff my foot into anything that looks good and I'll bleed for 6 hours if it's like
because if
the
I'm going
shoe.
Out and my and I need to defend my friend physically, mm-hmm. I cannot be wearing kitten heels.
That's another thing in like fight or flight. I feel like I'm never in the right outfit. To be fight, like, I, like, will want to be, but I'm, like...
You know what it is?
I can't run in these heels.
It's, like, why I don't like getting too drunk or, like, getting too high or, like, wearing kitten heels or, like, wearing something I can't...
Say no to kitten heels!
Don't do kitten heels!
We'll just add that into DARE. Like, can you actually add something to the DARE program? It's kitten heels. We're really against
kitten heels
it.
Is a gateway drug! But you know what some outfits like?
Kitten heels lead to stripping.
Do you know some outfits? And we support sex work. Do you know some outfits where you can't raise your arms? Some you can't sit down in?
Yeah.
I feel so out of control. Like in that moment, I'm like, but what if I had to? If I had to raise my arm right now? Or like, if I get high, I'm like, what if I had to put a sentence together right now?
You have that of like when you're, you know, like when you're a little kid and you just realize that like you could say no to your mom about something you're wearing. Yeah. Like, I feel like you never lost that.
Apparently when I was born, they put like a hat on and I got my finger stuck in it and then tried to pull it off. And they called me a crazy animal because all the other babies were like, me, 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 me. Yeah. And I was like, get this off my fucking head.
I would like actively go get the bows that match my socks and give them to my mom.
Oh,
like,
I wouldn't
and
wear
I'll
socks.
Wear these
I refused to wear socks. I was like, I will not wear socks. I will not. My mom would have to dress me like the night before to like trick me into like wearing an outfit the next day.
I would tell my mom, we're getting dressed the night before.
My mom had to trick me and be like, what's that? And like put a t-shirt on me.
I wish just for like one day. We could have, like, met as 7-year-olds.
We would have been,
like, what
no,
we would have
been obsessed with each other.
Like, I wouldn't go outside unless I had a cute outfit. I was like, I can't play with all the other kids if my outfit's not better.
I wore the same, like, striped t-shirt every day.
That's so cute.
I was really adorable. I think boots and a skirt are going to look so good this spring. My problem is... When it's hot and I wear boots, it's just a disaster. Like, it's, like, slushy and sweaty.
Inside your shoe? Well, you can't wear a tight boot.
Like a spring boot.
Like, something that has a little give to it. So it's not like your leg is right against the
leather.
Because
I'll wear, like black leather in the spring and I get, like, shin splints.
Honestly, you know who has, like, really good knee-high boots that are, like, a little pulled away from your leg and, like, sturdy and good is Zara.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery-looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon. Okay, as you guys all know, I just moved into a new apartment, and the first night that I was here, first of all, I was so nervous and I felt like I was staying at someone else's house. And I'm so happy that my mom was here too, because she said, let's make your bed, make it feel more homey, feel like this is really your bed. I had just ordered a set of Cozy Earth sheets that literally delivered the exact day that I moved in, so it couldn't have been more perfect. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. And let me tell you, when I took them out of the cute little package that they came in, my mom was like, oh my God, these are so luxurious. I've never felt sheets like this. And I was like, we're about to have the best sleep on my new bed with my new sheets. The best part about it is their sheets are temperature regulated. Let me say that again. They're temperature regulated. So if you're someone that sleeps super hot or super cold, Cozy Earth has you literally covered. I'm not kidding. Their fabric is just like unparalleled. I felt like I was a queen, like sleeping in the most luxurious sheets ever. All Cozy Earth products also include a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. 10 years. This Mother's Day, treat your mom to the luxury she deserves with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize her self-care and sleep health. She deserves it. My mom absolutely loved sleeping on those sheets, so I'm 100% getting them for her. Don't forget to use our code GIGGLY at checkout for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. After placing your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows. It's so easy to get caught up in diet fads and like the new hot thing, and most weight loss plans are one size fits all. That's why I want to tell you about Noom. Noom takes into account each person's individual needs. They also use psychology and biology-based approach. You always hear Hannah and I talking about it. Like, we love therapy. We think like everything is connected. I started doing Pilates. So there's a lot going on. So if you're interested in making a few changes, let me tell you about Noom. They don't restrict what you can eat. They don't shame you when you choose to treat yourself. And Noom's flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. If you have cravings or food FOMO, Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say Noom is a good long-term solution. So stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first-ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Based on 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
People are now like obsessed with tennis. Everyone's like, tennis has never happened before. And I'm just like, okay.
Why? What's going on that like?
I've been just like, everyone's wearing tennis this summer. Everyone's wearing tennis. I'm like, welcome.
Coming for your brand.
Yeah, it does feel a little like.
Wait, when's that Zendaya tennis movie come out?
Don't talk to that movie. Because I watch the Tennis Channel all day, so they keep playing it. I'm so... Okay, I have to say it again. I support women in the arts.
Right.
How dare they?
Yeah.
First of all, put the racket in her hand the right way. Mm-hmm. If you're going to say she's the greatest player that ever did tennis, it's disrespectful to...
Who is it?
Zendaya.
No, but who is she being?
Just like...
Oh, this is made up.
Just like,
made up.
This,
made
she's
up.
The greatest player yeah. ever played. And she's holding the racket wrong. It's literally like doing a football
yeah,
movie about like the greatest. And then like he's throwing the football, not even holding it the yeah, right way. It's disrespectful.
It is.
And then she tears her ACL, which is not a career-ending injury. It happens all the time. It takes 7 months. And she tears
Don't tell Dessa. No, I know.
My You're old like, man Dez has recovered from it.
Career ending.
And this top athlete.
On the slopes.
And she also tears it like just stepping to the side. And she's like, ah. And then also, what really pissed me off was that the two tennis guys that she like has a threesome with
yeah.
are so, I don't want to be mean, but like.
Do it.
Tennis guys are so fucking hot.
Yeah.
They're all 6'3", big shoulders, chiseled, cocky, hot. They pick
twerps
that are like the two, like find fucking hot yeah. tennis guy, like the fucking any tennis
I
team.
I hope those two don't listen to this pod.
I'm sorry. No, but like they're great actors, but they're not like get
but
a hot
not
tennis
good
guy.
Looking, and we
also,
don't
wait, you
like
know what
men
I have to
movies.
Say? This is why.
It's this hard. Has just been airing our grievances.
When you first listen to a song, if you like that song, that's insane. Like, whenever I first listen to any song, for me to like any song, it has to play in the background
and
800 times.
And eight people have to text me about it and be like, have you heard the song?
I need to hear it as a TikTok sound for 4 months before I'm like, wait,
that's such
I like
a good
that,
song.
That's a good song.
Have you heard that song?
If you listen to a song once and you go, yes, this song is good, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I listened to Ariana Grande's album and I was like, the only song I like is
you
Yes
You say
and.
Ariana.
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 So anyway, the tennis movie was Zendaya. I don't support it. Nope. I'm vocally speaking against it. If you are a journalist, notice how no journalist ever pulls a quote from Giggly Squad because I think they're like, we can't.
Wait.
They never took it
I apart. Saw an article. What the fuck was this article? I don't even know what the article was. And they quoted Reddit. And I was like, there's just no way people are out here quoting fucking Reddit. That's one of the craziest.
That's like a student using
websites.
Wikipedia. You're not allowed to do
no,
that.
No, that's just like people's like literal opinions and like hobbies. I could go on and say some of the craziest shit.
I know that there's actual reporters who listen to Giggly Squad for fun because they have amazing taste and I support all their work. They've never once been like, this is an important opinion.
From the Giggly Squad podcast.
Anyway,
Patient
put
Hannah
this in
said,
fucking writing.
When you're on a plane, if it's seat back time, it's seat back time. Direct quote. Follow the
okay.
person in front of you.
Okay, direct quote this shit. I do not support the Zendaya movie. As a former tennis player, I think it's bad for women in sports. Mm-hmm. And we just started doing well in basketball, and now you're taking us back with tennis. Also, get some hot guys.
Yeah.
They're like the same height as her. Tennis guys need to be minimum 6 feet.
I don't know if there's much more to say about it. You said it all. I agree. And I wholeheartedly concur.
Thank you. And you're not allowed to watch it.
I feel like the outfits, though, are going to be so good because her outfit that she just wore. Did you, wait, did you see the set she just wore that was like a tennis brand set? But then she put like this crystal maxi skirt over it and it looked so cool.
I missed it. I'm not supporting the campaign. I'm not supporting the campaign. I blocked
it. I'm going to send it to you.
I blocked them all. For the tennis community, I will not support her press outfits. If she doesn't want to do a hand in the street, I'll do it, but I will confront her.
We didn't even talk about this because, like, it's so crazy, but, like, all the P. Diddy stuff. I'm in, like, deep. I mean, I can't even scrounge my way out of it.
Yeah.
Reddit.
So
I mean,
this is the
TikTok
thing. We're
holes.
Italians. The whole Italian thing with the mob is, like, snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
P. Diddy straight up was, like, apparently,
I'll tell you everything.
He's going to tell them everything of anyone who's ever been involved in fucked up shit that he did.
But, like, because it's all about, like, pedophilia, yeah, go.
No, so, for sure. But I'm saying, like, they're saying stuff like, you saw the Jay-Z stuff?
No, I'm in a deep hole about Jay-Z basically being, like, it's so intense.
Allegedly.
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 Killed his baby mama.
Well, his baby mama died. Well, we don't know. Allegedly his baby mama. Allegedly. No, she's dead.
Of a brain
aneurysm. Of a brain aneurysm.
Allegedly.
And she was like a very, she was a fitness coach.
Allegedly.
Like she was fitter than Zendaya in the tennis movie.
Allegedly.
I actually really want to listen to Beyonce's full album because I want to. I want to decipher all the things she's saying.
Should we go home and listen to it then?
Should we have a listening party and just
sit? I mean, I did, once I kept seeing all the TikToks of like, yeah, did you listen to the album? I love this one. I love that one. I did like
skim. I like that she was, like, remember when she showed up to the Grammys and was wearing the cowgirl hat?
Yeah.
And that was her, like, Easter egg?
Yeah.
I want an Easter egg. Like, Giggly Squad needs to Easter egg.
What should be Easter egg?
Do you know what Easter egg is?
Like, give little hints?
Yeah.
But we're big mouths. And, like, if anything happens, we're like, oh,
we're not mysterious enough to Easter egg. We're not strategic enough to Easter egg.
I couldn't even wait 2 days till I got to the White House to be like, oh, we got to tell the gigglers we're going to the White House.
Also, I watched on Apple Plus, there's this thing called Dynasty about the New England Patriots. That's so fucking good.
Wait, I watched Martha Stewart. Did I tell you that?
Oh, my God. Were you inspired, kind of?
Beyond. The poncho.
The poncho.
It's all about the poncho.
It's all about the poncho.
I mean, she went into jail and was like, sorry, I'm just going to take like a quick
rebrand.
Rebrand. I'm going to rework. Honestly, jail was the best thing that ever happened to her. She got to sit and focus alone for a goddamn minute. Didn't give anyone up. Was like, I'd literally rather go to jail, get this over with, than have any of you continue to
she
talk to me.
She also wouldn't admit that she made a mistake. She goes, I'd rather do 7 months in jail than say you were right.
No, she loves revenge. She fucking must love revenge because that is so women coded of like, I'd rather sit in jail and rot than ever say that I fucked something.
And also,
up.
Let's be honest.
Can we talk about her husband for a second too? Because everyone was like, oh, yeah, like she just like worked so much and he was just like, you know, he was a little bit like secondary. And then he left her because of that?
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
She was sorry that she was building a brand.
I think
and just
she felt that way too.
It.
She was like, fine, go. And
no,
she,
literally, scram.
And she's you've never seen her like with anyone else, which is like kind of the ultimate decentering. I wonder if she's like on the low, like
100%. 100%.
She probably just like picks a guy and tells like Secret Service to like bring them to her like chalet.
She made me want to just, like, redecorate everything and just...
I mean, the woman invented entertaining. She was like, this is how to be a rich, stuck-up Connecticut person.
Yeah.
And just follow
my
book.
It's clear that no one here has ever thrown a dinner party, you actual pieces of trash.
I do have to say, like, the whole dinner party thing, when people are like, I love throwing dinner parties, what is that life? Like, that you, A, love to socialize. You're like, you know what would make my life better? If I had to cook... decorate, invite people over, and then clean after. That's my nightmare.
Well, even the thought of people having people over to my own home to socialize.
It's dirty.
Get out.
It's get out.
Like, what if I hit a moment where I was like, and I want everyone to leave
I watch HGTV right now. It's like a weird phase I'm going through, but I'm obsessed with it. And they'll be like, what kind of house are you looking for? And they're like, we love to entertain. And I'm always like... Like, you just want strangers running around. Or you know those, like, celebrity documentaries where they wake up and there's always, like, 100 people in their house? Like, oh, that's my assistant's assistant, and that's my makeup artist, and that's my agent. I'm like, get out!
One of mine and Craig's biggest fights to date, driving down the street, block party on the corner, like, all these kids running around the yard, parents
talking. Which is basically
talking.
A child parade. Continue.
Yep. Craig said something like, oh, I can't wait to, like, go to, like, block parties, like, with my kids in the neighborhood. And I started laughing. And I go, I will never. You'd have to literally drug me, tie my hands behind my back, drag me to that fucking block party. A party on your street that you live on with all the other people that live on that street? No. I don't even know who lives across the hall from me. We live 3 inches from each other. Get the fuck out of here.
You did get into a little altercation with your neighbor once.
Well, that was like girls.
Yes.
Girls for the girl being
the
girls.
Girls. But
like
still...
a man lives across the street. I have no idea what he even looks like across the hall.
No.
Anywho.
Anyway, entertaining is stressful.
It was like, I don't even know. It was like, you don't even know me. Because
do you know,
like,
what I would be like the worst at? Below deck. I would be fired so quickly. I would be fired. I was trying to think if there was, even like the deckhand thing, I'd be like, they'd be like, is that clean?
What does that have to do with entertaining?
I don't know, because you know how they have to like make Have you ever watched Below Deck?
Yeah, but they're like working. This isn't like coming to your house.
I know, but they're basically like, welcome to my yacht. And then they have to like make, and they're like, make this party.
Yeah, like my mom loves it.
Like this one girl was really good at
tablescapes.
Tablescapes. I didn't even know what tablescape was until Summer House.
Yeah.
When you were like, I'll do the tablescape. And I was like, that's made like, I'd be like, shut up. Like, okay, go tablescape. And you put a candle in the middle. And I was like, okay, fucking Picasso. Calm down. You put like a branch and a candle.
It was very avant-garde. How dare you? And it was a lemon. I put a bunch of lemons around.
Big lemons. I do have to say, I just started the New England Patriots dynasty thing.
Yeah.
And if you like sports or not, I love sports. But if you don't, it's so fucking dramatic. Apple Plus. So it starts with this guy, Drew Bledsoe, hot. Why is every quarterback like the hottest guy ever? Anyway, so he's so hot and he's the big guy on campus. And
it's just so like exactly.
Look, he's the man.
Yeah, like
okay, he's the man.
Yeah,
like he's the face of the franchise, they call him. Yeah. He's the shit. And then they select fourth overall Tom Brady,
okay.
Who's this kind of just like, they said he walks around like a giraffe, like he's kind of annoying and whatever. He's not even second, whatever.
Okay.
Drew Bledsoe, he...
What's his last name? Bledsoe? Drew Bledsoe.
So,
like that?
Okay. So, okay. He gets hit, speaking of bleeding, he gets hit and like his insides get crushed or whatever.
Oh my.
So he has to go to the hospital. And they throw in Tom Brady.
Okay.
And Tom Brady, I think he like won the game. And they were like, okay. So he kept playing and he keeps winning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drew Bledsoe finally feels better. And he's on a $100 million contract, mind you.
Okay.
$100 million. Tom Brady's playing for
like a rookie.
Snickers bars.
Okay.
Comes back and the coach goes, yeah, you can sit on the bench. We're still playing Tom. Talk about awkward in the locker room. Tom is this young boy. The other one's a $100 million quarterback. But... they like that what Tom's bringing.
Yeah.
And it's like all this drama. And that was just the beginning of it.
I love when the men have drama.
But the men were like, he's like, look, like obviously I'm disappointed, but like I support my team.
Yeah.
I love my team.
They're always about like, the coach is always like, you know, they played good.
Yeah.
They put their blood, sweat, and tears into it. It's all about the good.
I do have
team.
To say, thank God I didn't become a professional athlete because I would have had too much fun with the interviews. Like press conferences, they're so media trained to the point that their job is to, like, not say anything for anything to become a headline.
Yeah.
I, like, love headlines.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a headline with the Zendaya thing.
I love when there's, like, a rogue basketball player who, like, just learned how to spell. And they put him in front of the media. And he's, like, he's asking the media the question. You know? Like, he's, like, what's, I don't know. They give, like, one-word answers. I love it. I'm like, how dumb can
it
you
is,
be?
It is reality it. TV where they're, like, they create storylines. Even when it's, like, not important, they'll be like, oh, is there drama between this? Like, I would lean in. I'd be like,
yeah,
I'll pick a side.
I can't believe they don't do more reality shows like that HBO, like, Hard Knocks show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised there's not more.
But you know what it is? It's because if you are causing drama off the court or the field, it affects the team in a negative way. And you have to stay focused on the goal, which is winning, because that's the most important thing in life, is that you win. If you don't win, you're not lovable or important or worthy.
And that's really what we've been trying to say here the whole time.
Yep. So. That's what my dad said. Anyway. You guys, not to like Easter egg, but like.
Why?
I think you're not allowed. That's not how Easter egging works. You just
not
have to do it.
Not to tell you everything, but.
We're definitely announcing the tour soon.
Yeah. That's not an Easter egg. That's literally just telling them. Guys, we're announcing the dates soon. As soon as one of our agents say that we can do it, we're doing it. We're taking the photo shoot tomorrow for it, too. Easter egg.
Easter egg.
That's our thing. Giggly Squad is like Easter egg, but it's just us saying it.
Also, fuck April Fools. Because I went on my phone and it was like, Stassi's going back to Vanderpump.
So I text
you and it goes, Stassi's going back to Vanderpump. And then I look back at it and people in the comments are like, LOL, April Fools. And then I go, actually, never mind. Sorry, it's April Fools. Like, we don't need an excuse for people to just lie.
I love reading text messages where, like, people have resolved the issue on their own. Like, I feel so accomplished when I read a text and I'm like, oh, shoot, that's a problem. Oh, they figured it out. Amazing. Cross that off the list. It's like, I didn't even do anything. You know?
I'm always like, never mind, ignore me.
Yeah, I love that.
I figured it out.
Yep.
So yeah, April Fool's is stupid. April, it's April Fool's for me every day because we're giggly girls. We're having fun. We're being silly. And don't use this one day to suddenly try to make a joke that's not a joke.
Yeah.
I've never seen a good April
Fool's.
And like
some pranks, I just like don't find funny.
Most pranks are not funny. Most
unless
pranks,
like, we do them.
Unless we like, do them. I feel like I'm the kind of person where like someone will prank me and then I'll prank them back and they'll be like, whoa, that was way too far. And then I'm like, I don't know what
we were
like
doing. It has to be a certain style of humor for me to think the prank is like really funny. If it's like borderline, I'm going to get hurt.
It's hard to get the right kind of prank. Once I like walked in my apartment in college and everyone was like laughing at me and I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about this in therapy. But like everyone's just laughing.
No, that's...
And I was like, it literally happened for like 2 hours. It's like three other girls and they all just kept being like,
and that was the prank.
Hannah. They were laughing. No. And then like they go, they were like, you just don't like notice anything ever. And I was like, what? Like, I don't understand what's happening right now. And they were like, look up. And I looked up and there was like a photo of me taped to the ceiling. And they were like, and I was like, you guys are so fucking stupid.
Wait a second. That was the prank?
They were like, you didn't realize it for 3 hours. We had to tell
you
about it.
Were you naked in the photo?
No, it was literally like my Facebook photo.
You on the tennis team?
It was my Facebook photo. And they're like, you didn't realize it. Because like the girl was like dating a basketball player who could like reach the ceiling. And I was like, I hate you all. Like I'm, that was so stupid. And then I probably pranked them.
That would be like, that's so dumb. Someone taped a picture of you to this.
And like the fact that I remember that, because I remember, I was like, what do you guys
want? I just
want?
Pictured like Teresa Giudice, like, haha, funny. Like, it's funny. Your picture's on the ceiling. Haha, funny. It's like, what? It's not funny. It's honestly, it's a pain for the janitor. How dare you? There's a union because of this.
I was like, why would I look up? Why would anyone who looks at the ceiling is a weirdo?
I'd be like, now I have to fuck your boyfriend because you pissed me off.
With that said, thank you for giggling with us. Thank you for giggling with us. And we're also working on something else, too.
Easter's not over.
Easter's not over. Love you guys. Bye.